The people who were instrumental in my coming to Christ were truly outstanding people. Oh, I don't mean in the usual sense. They were not rich or powerful or sophisticated or anything like that. But they were unusual. They didn't find their pleasure in the usual places or the usual ways. Before I became a Christian, I was a gambler. And every Sunday afternoon, a few of us would gather to play poker. My new friends didn't gamble. When something went wrong in my life, I would usually respond with a string of swear words that would peel the hide off a donkey. But these friends had a different way of handling adversity. They would pray and commit the matter to the Lord. I enjoyed hanging out in bars. They enjoyed going to church. And frankly, I was intrigued. And it was through the lives of these people that God put in my heart to buy a Bible and investigate the person of Jesus Christ for myself. I had discovered that the love and joy and peace that flooded their lives came from a personal relationship with the Lord. And of course, after I turned to Christ in repentance and faith, I wanted my life to reflect the life of Christ as theirs did. So I began to make room in my life for a few simple things that God was using in their lives. For one thing, I learned that daily fellowship with God was a basic. Morning prayer and Bible reading became a solid way to start the day. We started with things we knew to do, and God opened other doors. A year or so later, we met a missionary group called the Navigators. They taught me how to memorize Scripture and helped me with personal Bible study and the consistent practice of meditation on the Word of God. This combination of things had a profound effect on my life. Friend, you and I can find joy when we trust God to change us from the inside out, molding us into the men and women He wants us to be. I challenge you to study your Bible and praise God as He helps you in your walk of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.